Don't look back because the market is closed. Hi, this is Kip Harridge with your daily VRA Investing System podcast. We tell you what happened in the markets today. We tell you briefly, and we tell you more importantly what the VRA Investing System is telling us about what might happen going forward. Today, a couple of big streaks were broken. First of all, the all-time highs we've been seeing in the NASDAQ and Russell 2000 came to a sharp end today. The worst index of the day was the Russell 2000, which had been our leader, which closed down just over 1% at 1,688. NASDAQ also had sharp losses, down 0.88% or 68 points at 7,712. And the Dow Jones was down 0.8%, lost 196 points, closing at 24,461. And the leader of the day, with losses of only 0.63% or 17 points, was the S&P 500, closing at 2749. If you've been listening to us here, we've told you that this market was overbought. We actually wrote today that the Russell 2000 has now reached the second most overbought level it's been at in the last 2 years. In both of those past instances, we've had either a pause that lasted a week or two, or in the case of the January 29th highs, we saw a 12% sell-off. Again, that happened in January of this year. We don't expect that in this case. We believe this is an overbought pause, and that once overbought conditions are relieved, this bull market will continue. That's our reading right now, with 10 of 12 VRA system screens remaining bullish. That could drop to 9 of 12 when we run our system screens tonight. But as it stands right now, 10 of 12 screens still bullish. We've now had 13 of 17 days with positive market internals. With these sharp losses today, internals weren't great, but they also weren't lousy. Advanced decline was negative by 2 to 1. Up-down volume also negative by 2 to 1. But what we continue to find most interesting is that fresh 52-week highs to lows were positive even again today, with 313 stocks hitting fresh 52-week highs to just 281 stocks hitting fresh 52-week lows. So that is it's a mixed picture, but still a semi-positive picture with the sharp losses that we saw today. The news that shook the tech sector today was the Supreme Court ruling. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that states can collect internet sales taxes. This dropped stocks like Amazon quite a bit. It also gave some strength to companies like Walmart and Target. Fact is, most of these internet providers or internet sales companies already collect the majority of the taxes states require. Rough estimate of about 80%. This ruling is not a huge shock, but it was enough to take a little bit of a wind out of their sails today in the light of these all-time high after all-time high that we've seen in the NASDAQ and the Russell 2000. Oil closed today flat at $65.74 an ounce. Gold was down another $5 an ounce today at $1,269 an ounce. Silver was flat at $1,631 an ounce. And the 10-year closed below 2.9%, first time in a long time that's happened, closing yield of 2.89%. That's it for today, folks. Again, my name is Kip Harridge. Thank you for joining us for our VRA Daily Investing System podcast. We'll see you again tomorrow.